MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO News Sports. Time for our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome. Good to talk with you again this week.
Well, thank you very much, Bill.
All right, Andy. Hey, Red Sox pick up a big W at home yesterday afternoon, but they wrap up a series. So what can you share with us?
Yeah, they did wrap up a six-game homestand at Fenway yesterday by shutting out the Braves 9-0. Rafael Devers led the way, hitting two home runs. Nick Pivetta tosses seven scoreless, allowing one hit, and strikes out nine for the win. Sox back on the diamond tonight, beginning a four-game weekend road trip in the Windy City, taking on the White Sox. First pitch at 8:10 with Tanner Houck on the hill. Red Sox find themselves this morning back at 500 at 31-31, tied with the Rays for third place in the AL East, 12 and a half games behind the first place Yankees, who currently have a seven-game winning streak.
Mm-hmm. Well, 500, that's a theme that has been a recurring theme here. At or above or below 500 for a long time here this baseball season. Yeah,
it certainly has, no doubt about it.
All right, Andy. Well, what happened since we last talked? Almost exactly 1 week ago.
Yeah, last Thursday, the Tigers shut out the Red Sox 5-0 as three Tigers pitchers combined on a two-hitter. Red Sox being shut out for the fifth time during the season. But Sox starter Nick Pivetta, who pitched well yesterday, tied a franchise record by striking out eight consecutive batters in this one. That tied Roger Clemens, who was the first to do so on April 29, 1986, the night he struck out 20 against the Mariners. On Friday, Red Sox came back to beat the Tigers 7-3. Sedane Rafaela, two home runs, drove in five. Tanner Houck won his fifth game of the year, allowed one run in seven innings, struck out six. On Saturday, the Red Sox doubled up the Tigers 6-3 as Emmanuel Valdez hit a pair of home runs. On Sunday, it went extra innings as the Tigers doubled up the Red Sox 8-4. Rafael Devers had tied the game at 4 with a solo home run in the bottom of the 8th. But the Tigers scored 4 runs at the top of the 10th off Sox reliever Cam Boozer. Red Sox had Monday off. Then on Tuesday, the Braves came to town for the brief 2-game series. They won 8-3 as Cutter Crawford took the loss, allowing 6 runs in 6 innings, falling to 2-5 on the season. Crawford has now lost his last 3 starts, allowing 17 runs and 16 in the 3rd innings.
That's not the best ERA, is it? I'm not a mathematician, but that's around 9.
Not at all. Yeah. It doesn't work out well.
Exactly. All right. So what do you have for Red Sox player updates or news notes here for us this week?
Well, infielder Vaughn Grissom and Romy Gonzalez placed on the 10-day IL with hamstring strains. Outfielder Wilder Abreu, sprained ankle. And Chris Martin was placed on the 15-day injured list with anxiety issues. Red Sox did call up infielders Bobby Dalbec and Jamie Westbrook, catcher Tyler Heineman, and pitcher Zach Kelly from Worcester. For Westbrook, he made his major league debut after 11 years in the minors on Sunday, and he walked in his first at bat, and he got his first hit yesterday against the Braves. In other news with the roster, outfielder Tyler O'Neill activated from the 10-day injured list, and first baseman Tristan Casas plans on being cleared to swing a bat later this week. He hopes to be back in the lineup by July 1st.
All right, there we go. That's not too bad. Man, that's a long injury report, Andy. Man.
Yeah, there's a lot going on this week, no doubt about it.
All right, okay. What else do you have for us, Andy?
Well, coming up on Saturday night, the Red Sox, they'll be in Chicago, but there'll be a game going on at Fenway Park as the barnstorming team, the Savannah Bananas, will be taking on the Party Animals. The game is sold out. The game will be streamed on Fubo. But if you can, maybe if you want to spend some big bucks, you can grab some tickets on the secondary market and be entertained over at Fenway on Saturday night.
And we've talked about those Savannah Bananas before. Yeah, do they pack everywhere they go? I mean, it's a crazy thing.
Yes, they have been selling out every venue they've played in, and they are playing in a handful of major league stadiums this year. They sell it everywhere they play, so they definitely are a sight to be seen.
All right. Anything else for us?
Well, Channel Lakes Park, the spring training home of the Red Sox from 1966 to 1992 in Winter Haven, Florida, was torn down last week to make room for 4 smaller fields for youth tournaments and batting cages as well. The Indians were the last team to use the facility from 1993 until 2008.
Good old Winter Haven, Florida. Yeah, man.
The good old days.
Those good old Grapefruit League memories from years gone by. So from 1966 to 92. Okay, that makes sense. That's the first thing I remember was Chain of Lakes Parks, for sure. Yep. All right.
It's definitely something you won't forget.
I guess not. I guess not. You won't be able to see it anymore, but yeah, but I never did to begin with. All right, so here we go. Major League Baseball news notes. For those of us that haven't been able to follow it as closely as you, what can you share with us from highlights from this past week?
Well, the big news comes in the form of betting news. Major League Baseball has banned Padres infielder Tucapita Marcano for life for betting on games while he was playing for the Pirates last year. Former Sox pitcher, prospect Jay Groom, now with the Padres, was suspended for a year for betting on baseball. And Major League Baseball also announced on Tuesday it's clear Shohei Ohtani closes investigation and considers him a victim of fraud at the hands of his former interpreter, Ippei Mugihara, who pleaded guilty on Tuesday to stealing $17 million from Ohtani. He could get 30 years in federal prison for stealing to cover his illegal gambling debts.
Definitely a gambling theme going on today, huh?
No wow. question about it. That's definitely big in the news this week.
All right. So anybody gambling now, I guess they're going to get a little bit nervous here if they're in the clubhouse.
Oh, very nervous. Yeah. No question about it. There were some other minor leaguers that were suspended for a year as well. The only ties, of course, coming with the Red Sox former prospect Jay Groom. And some of the information's come out on how much these players bet, especially the minor leaguers. One of the players that got suspended for a year, he bet just $93 in four bets. So, yeah, small amount of money that he put on the line that's causing him a year of his career and possibly his career overall.
$93 in four bets. Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's clear you cannot bet on baseball. You're allowed to bet on other sports, just not on baseball, but clearly they didn't get the memo, but the memo was clearly posted in every locker room across Major League Baseball, and it's announced by the Players Union at meetings in spring training. So I guess they knew the deal, and they got caught.
I mean, I just can't. It's hard to believe you could catch somebody like that, because I always think that, if you place a bet, these baseball players place a bet, you know, who's going to find out about it? One bet. But when you're betting like crazy, like a Pete Rose or somebody like that, then it becomes just known. You know what I mean? I guess.
Right.
And but $93 for bets. I mean, it's not right. I'm not condoning it, but I'm amazed the guy got caught for that. But there you go.
Well, Big Brother's watching, as they say. So I guess they're doing it on apps on your phone and this and that. Computers, things can be tracked pretty easily, I guess. There's a team investigating all this stuff, and they found some people.
Oh, not just calling up on the clubhouse payphone to Gino. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, no, those days are gone.
All right,
not calling Gino anymore.
All right, Andy. What else? Do you have anything else for us?
Yeah, one other quick note. If you're looking for something different to watch over the weekend, the Mets and Phillies are going to be playing this weekend in the London series. So there's some different ball games to watch over the weekend in a different venue. If you remember, the Red Sox played the Yankees a few years back over in London.
Oh, cool. All right. Are those on television or not?
It'll be on ESPN.
Oh, okay.
Saturday and Sunday.
All right, cool. All right. All right, Andy. Always good. Cheerio, Andy, on that note, I guess. Or Terrio, whatever it is. but anyways, we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.